BlogTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history. And you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Bunch of losers begging for autographs at $15 a pop.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Explain as you would a child.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Bravo. This is a moment I will treasure. Explain to him who you all really are.
With the host, inside.
At every turn, you demonstrate the necessity for your extermination.
The Omega.
Maybe I should get some pants on.
I'm just jealous about being on the show.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Perhaps I'm not as stupid as I am ugly.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I actually thought you were smart for a second.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, it's just point and click.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hello out there, this is the very boring Jay Lethal.
WTR Sunday Night.
What a freak show, man. Oh, this is hilarious.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. After that little pre-show thing, I was kind of expecting a different intro to play. That would have been the time for it, Rock.
I had everything set already. Like, I had the Fire and Ice intro already in the thing before I even called him. So I set him up the entire time to get it to that point. There you go.
Hold on. Well, we got some wrestling stuff to talk about. An injury-prone week in the world of professional wrestling, so let's get to it. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, well, Heartbreak Mike is still on Mother's Day festivities, so for now, it is me and the one and only Tim Stein.
I would be here, but I have a broken arm. I'll be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Sweet.
So in the meantime, we'll pretend that Roman Reigns is beating me up to give me an excuse for the fans to not see me for a while.
But didn't they already give him one when they said he had torn rotator cuff?
Duh.
Just saying.
Well, exactly. I mean,
but he can bench press an ambulance. What's one torn rotator cuff?
Not a big deal. Hey, good evening, everybody. Officially, welcome to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com, streaming live at the same time on TuneIn, 100% free, downloaded to your mobile device, for crying out loud. And then search for WTR, which would be Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. And hey, look at that.
I told him 10:30, mofo. And I don't know that there are a lot of moms listening, but happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I know that there are a few. We have a few mothers listening.
Yes.
But we have any moms listening. We got at least one mother on the panel. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Tim, no one's supposed to know that I'm expecting.
I wasn't talking about that. Oh, my God, you are so pale. How can you be so pale when you live in Florida?
Because I'm born in Indiana.
Okay, that'll be a start. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, two different levels of topics there in one sentence. If you can't figure it out, why the hell are you listening to us? So, yeah, officially, we basically killed as much time as we could kill. Shall we just dive right into it? Or do you want to talk more video games?
More video games, huh?
We should probably talk about the wrestling. We rambled about N64 Star Wars games for like 15 minutes.
Oh, God. Yeah. Move on.
Yeah, because now after the webcast, Mike, you know what I want. You know what I'm going to do, right?
You got to boot it up.
Well, I've got a coin flip. I got a choice, and maybe we should get everybody listening to vote on this. Should I play Shadows of the Empire or Rogue Squadron on N64 after the webcast?
Neither. You want to play Pod Racer?
No.
Oh, it's going to be like that. Okay. All right.
Rage. To steal no, my... To steal
not even,
my
it's, thing. It's not even rage. Okay. Shadows of the Empire was pretty good. Not going to lie. It was pretty good.
It was damn good.
Yeah, I know. I say it's pretty good because I didn't beat the fucker.
It was that fucking battle with the Slave Ones. Fucking bullshit.
Yes.
IG-88 pissed me off.
Oh, that I got past him. That fucker is... That was a nightmare.
He's called a fucker now. I love it. My thing, you know... Well, anyway. You know what? Screw it. Let's go wrestling.
So the thing about Rogue Squadron is Braun Strowman liked it. Okay, I alluded to it at the top of the show with a really bad, lame-ass voice parody, I guess you could call it. What do you call that, imitation? Braun Strowman, guys, out 48 weeks with an elbow injury, and who's more pissed off than me?
Okay. The motherfucker is Broly of WWE. No, correction. No, he is Pyko. That's who he is.
Pycon?
Yes. Think about it.
No, I'm not thinking about it. No. No, because Pycon was likable.
You act like Braun Strowman ain't. Well, no. Okay.
He's supposed to be not likable, but he keeps beating up Roman Reigns. If you want to be not likable, stop beating up Roman Reigns.
Can't do that when Roman Reigns... All right. When Roman Reigns is a... I hate to say it, but once you beat The Undertaker, and once you cause him to retire, there is no way that you're going to get liked again.
Never, ever, ever, unless your name is Brock freaking Lesnar.
Well, that's... Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's always
that's because if you don't cheer him, he'll eat your children. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
There you go. Oh, I've been corrected. We have at least one mom listening with her two kids right now. And I'm like, does that make her a good mom or a bad mom that she's letting her kids listen to us?
That's up to you.
Lady, have you heard me?
That's okay. The kids are teenagers.
I was going to say, I come up with very colorful ways of referring to reproductive fluid.
Ew. Spunk juice. I don't think you've ever used that one yet.
No.
Baby making mayonnaise?
No, I use... I'm not even going to humor you.
That sucks. But it also sucks that Braun Strowman's out for 4 to 8 weeks. Do you know why I'm pissed off?
Points.
It was my guaranteed goddamn points night. Now, you know, all you buggers are going to catch up to me on fantasy. But anyway,
Oh, I can't wait till NXT TakeOver Chicago. Oh.
But, back to Braun Strowman. Apparently, he was going to have a title match with Brock Lesnar at Great Balls of Fire. That's, out the window. And who's going to face Brock now?
Anyone but Roman.
Okay, you say that, Mike, anyone but Roman, but Omega. What's probably going to happen?
It's probably going to be Roman because that was his next planned feud in the first place.
Yep. That being said, you know, it's going to be boo this, boo that, boo the other thing. Do WWE try to continue getting Roman Reigns over as the new big dog and
directing
his yard by beating Brock?
I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to get that at this point. Like, we can say it till we're blue in the face, and we have on this show. We just rambled endlessly about this should not be happening. Roman should be heel. Mm-hmm. He should be full on heel. And instead, they're trying to play a sympathetic babyface angle with him. And they're putting him up against the one guy where he can be an underdog.
Yeah.
This is like the opposite of what needs to be done.
Totally, 100%, fully, completely heal him out.
God, I wanted him to be the super heel. I wanted him to be the next Hollywood Hogan, because anyone you put against him with that level of heat is going to be an instant money-making star.
Yep.
Just to see if this is going to be the guy who finally takes out Roman Reigns.
Now, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. You just pointed something out that people nowadays don't even pay attention to. I don't know if the average fan bitching on Twitter or Facebook is smart enough anymore. And this sounds like an absolute huge insult for a couple of people. I'll admit it. It is. But for the masses, it's a sad commentary over the fans of even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, right? Oh, you know, this, that, and the other thing, I won't watch that, but I'm going to cancel my subscription to WWE because of pushing Roman Reigns. But you just pointed it out, Omega. How money-making is it that they'll put anybody against Roman and everybody's going to hope their ass off and buy those tickets, thinking maybe they're going to see that match where Roman finally has his ass handed to him?
Well, you're not going to get it the way it's happening now, because he's being booked against the one guy who can convincingly beat him up and has beat him up regularly.
Yep.
You know, that kind of booking only works if it is a Hogan level of, it's a miracle if anyone even gets to touch him, whether he is that unbeatable like a Lesnar, or whether he's that well guarded like Hogan was.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, when you have that much hate, you keep anything from happening to him so he looks invincible. So he, not invincible, untouchable. That way when someone finally does, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But when he's losing matches and when he's on the downside of a feud like this, it doesn't work.
But, you know, at the same time, going back to Braun versus Brock, in my opinion, Great Balls of Fire. Stupid pay-per-view name, by the way. Way too early for Braun to be elevated to that point, don't you think?
I got to admit, the guy's improved much faster than I would have expected.
Yeah. At the same time, WWE has basically booked him in between a rock and a hard place. He's squashed everybody on the roster except Roman. What else are you going to do with him?
You're going to have that one guy who somehow weasels wins out of him consistently.
One way or the other. Like Kalisto?
See, my worry is that he's going to end up being another Big Show where he's just so big and dominant. Eventually, you have to put him on the downside of that in order to actually rebuild him again.
Yeah. Stop. Take it, Mike.
Stop. And again, this is WWE, so... Oh, God. Don't fuck us over, please. I do see that. Let me get my alcohol, because I can't believe I'm going to say this. I can't believe I'm going to say this.
What are you drinking?
White or dark?
Oh, my God. He's got rum.
Yes.
Why is the rum gone?
Because I'm drinking it, and Vince McMahon is driving me to drink.
But why is the rum gone?
Because Vince McMahon doesn't know how to book big guys.
I get it. You're not a Pirates of the Caribbean fan.
No, I am a Pirates of the Caribbean fan. I'm just telling you the reason why I'm drinking is because fucking Vince McMahon and his fucking storyline booking fuckers. I just don't like the fact that all these big guys are not being booked properly. Oh, well, what about Brock Lesnar? No, that's not the... Not my Lesnar. That's not my Lesnar.
Hashtag, not my Lesnar.
Not my Lesnar. Lesnar wore trunks and boots. I refuse to have him wear something that makes me want to go get food.
Oh, food.
Oh, don't you want to just run out to Jimmy John's as soon as he gets done with the match?
Fuck no, the bitches can deliver. I hate to say it, and everyone's going to be like, oh, they got Brock Lesnar's champion. That's not the Brock Lesnar I know. I hate to say it. That's not the Kane that I know. My favorite Kane? 2003, 2004 Kane. Big guy. That was the demon that I knew. Well, my favorite. And then Braun Strowman. This guy was like killing things. And now it's like, I'm going to destroy everything. Oh, God, my arm hurts. I'm out for a while. Not going to use them anytime soon. The moment you get an injury in WWE, you're fucked.
It's not necessarily true. Like, there's always a big welcome back pop when someone comes back from a significant injury.
Even Triple H got a huge one when he came back from his double torn quads. I can remember that. He
was because everyone was sick and tired of the same old motherfuckers, and they wanted Triple H.
No, he was wearing the blue jean jacket with the leather vest part of it. And he got a 10-minute ovation just because at that point when he got injured, he was like the peak top heel. And he was the guy everybody loved to hate. And he came back, and everybody was really, really, really ecstatic that he came back and that he was all right and that he'd be able to fight again. And it wasn't a case of, you know, tired of the same old shit. That was too far long ago before people started bitching and complaining, before the, you know, like back when the internet was still in its infancy and people didn't know what the internet could do.
Well, that's because also the jean jacket and the jacket and the jeans was like the popular thing back then.
Which had nothing to do with the pop. What were they, cheering the jacket?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. You know, Mike, I threatened to give you a new nickname tonight. I told Rock I'm going to give you a new nickname.
Oh, dear.
Yep. I'm thinking about it.
I just hate the fact that everybody's getting injured.
Well, it happens. Here's the thing. I've been watching wrestling, you know, since the heyday of Stu Hart's Stampede live here in Calgary at the Pavilion on Friday nights. Just so I could get up on Saturday mornings and watch it replay just to see if I could see myself in the crowd. But injuries happen all the time. Back then, of course, naturally, you didn't know if it was a real injury, legitimate, or if it was a fake injury, like when Stu broke his arm, but Brett would watch him take the cast off when he did dishes or vacuum the house or whatever. But, you know, now, not only are we smart enough to be able to figure out if it's a real injury or a fake injury, WWE tells us on social media and in news releases. Then they run a storyline where, oh, here's how, you know, here's the injury. They've always been around. It's just we notice it more because WWE is more forthcoming about that.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the nature of social media these days. If you're not the first to report it, then no one's paying attention to you. So if they know first, they might as well report it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Part of it is taking the wind out of the sails of people like, what the hell is his name? I can't remember anymore because the wind got taken out of the sails. Clark, that's it. From that, pro wrestling, whatever website. See how I did that without actually, you know, giving them a plug?
Pro wrestling.
So, but yeah, you know, staying on Braun with the injuries and shit like this, is this the worst possible time he could be injured? Or is it going to matter 8 weeks from now?
Anytime you get injured during a huge program, it is one of the worst case scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few worse, not many. You know, like an injury in the middle of a WrestleMania match has probably worse.
It's always the worst timing, like you said, Omega, when you're in the middle of a double program. And Braun was doing a double program, one very obvious, the other one building up. So.
Yeah, but it's terrible timing all the way around.
You know, I mean, other wrestlers get hurt when they're not getting a major push, but they're having a bit of a spotlight put on them, like Emma.
I mean, you're trying to cut away, but the example you can cite right off the bat is Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Look how on fire he was before Del Rio tried to kick his skull off.
Yep.
He had a faction. He had a title.
Yep.
Has he recovered since then?
Not in WWE's eyes. The fans have wanted to get behind Dolph Ziggler ever since he's come back, but the WWE just doesn't trust him anymore, which I think is part of the reason they dress him up as Colonel Sanders.
It's weird how they come to that sometimes, because I can remember Randy Orton being really injury prone, and he's done fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that was also back when they started getting really big on concussions, and that was a bad one.
Yeah, that too. Also, Randy's a second generation son of Cowboy Bob, right? Part of the good old boys club, Cowboy Bob. And I just think that has a little bit to do with it. I mean, where was Dolph Ziggler before he became a professional wrestler? What family did he grow up in?
The Ziggler household? I don't know.
yeah, not part of the good old boys club, cronies of Vince Sr. and such. So, yeah. But I sort of not very clumsily segued into Emma's injury, and then you kind of sort of kiboshed that, but we should go back now, shouldn't we?
We can.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, she hurt her shoulder on the European tour. No mention about when she's coming back, but I don't know. As far as Emma goes, I kind of sort of like started shrugging my shoulders and muttering whatever halfway through the stupid Emelina promos. And basically, I could care more about other stuff, like washing my car in the rain.
Yeah, Emma, I'd be fine with, I mean, especially right now, the women's divisions are pretty thin. They need people on those rosters.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, really bad timing.
But
like the Emelina stuff did kill any kind of interest people had in her as a character.
Yeah. Now, let me just throw this at both of you. Okay. Emma's hurt. The roster is thin. They need women for the division on both brands. Is this a perfect window for Asuka?
I don't know if they're ready to do without her. NXT has been kind of hurting ever since the original brand split came back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can do without that powerful female at the top, because, hey, look who else is dealing with a shoulder injury.
Ember Moon, I was going to point that out.
Shut up.
Hey, I don't like it either. That's the heir apparent to the women's division in NXT, and when that is established, she can move, you know, Asuka can take her place on the main roster that she rightfully deserves. But you kind of have to have that program first, and we're still waiting for, you know, now we have to wait for her to recover from an injury.
Yeah. And that basically hamstrings them bringing Asuka up. Because it's like you said, Omega, Ember Moon's the heir apparent. And of course, Mike is totally heartbroken for some reason.
I'm a huge Athena fan. I'm sorry. I'm not calling anything that was made by Kevin Sullivan.
Athena then.
Sorry. Ember Moon is one of the better names I've heard for a pro wrestler in a long time.
For right now. Yeah, no. I'm a huge fan of Athena, even in the indie scenes. And
I'm a bit of a fan of her too, Mwak Mwaka.
And and I think Omega can agree with me, and it's very funny. Every top name indie wrestler that went to WWE has managed to have an injury at the peak of their moment.
Starting to feel that way.
Yeah,
Shinsuke Nakamura during his title run.
Finn Balor.
Seth. Seth Rollins.
Roman.
Roman was not an indie wrestler.
Yeah, that's WWE born and bred. Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, well, all right then.
Sami Zayn.
Sami. Kevin hasn't been hurt yet. Knock wood. Or for my
right, please knock them.
Or MDF covered in MacTac.
Yeah, Ember Moon. And so now it's kind of like, what the fuck?
Part of me feels like the rigors of road travel and the higher schedules, their conditioning is not ready for that kind of thing. They're more apt to break down.
I'm scared about Drew Galloway. Knock on wood again.
He's done it before though. Like he's more prepared for that.
When he went the funny thing was, when he went, after he became the chosen one, he had a shoulder injury, and thus he had to come back to the one-man rock band. I mean, the 3MB. Next question.
Make everybody remember the 3MB.
I know we don't want to remember 3MB, but thanks to Heath Slater, we get reminded of that sometimes.
Yeah, he's same thing.
Now that all three members, wow, two out of the three members are main eventing and doing good for themselves. And then there's Heath Slater.
Inaugural SmackDown Tag Team Champion. Hey, give him credit.
Best fucking storyline. I got kids! Okay.
I'm getting a pool!
Jesus. But, all in all, it's just, I think it's an indie curse. I mean, Tim, as a promoter, sometimes when a certain wrestler is not used to their home turf, you know, there are kind of like rules and restrictions, like, hey, slow down, bad, or hey, can you catch up with this guy, or all that stuff.
You know, it's a little bit different on the indie scene than on the, you know, the bigger, the right. bigger location.
That's
not just WWE, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor. You have to include those as well.
But Shinsuke came from New Japan and he got an injury on WWE.
And now here's the thing. That thing about his WWE injury, Shinsuke, you know, King of Strong Style. Strong style is something here in Alberta we are painfully familiar with, if you'll pardon the pun. Stu Hart and Stampede Wrestling had really, really close connections with Japan wrestling. And it was back and forth. And Stu's wrestlers learned Japanese strong style because they got sent there before they got brought back to Stampede. Back when territories were, you know, when territories were king. And I feel spoiled as somebody who enjoyed, you couldn't really call them indies back then. You know, I enjoyed the Stampede Wrestling territory more than I did the next one over, in British Columbia, because British Columbia, it looked all fluffy and frou-frou in comparison. And you know that the guys, when they were getting their arms torqued, they were getting their arms torqued. At the pavilion. A little different, but.
You know, it's understandable.
Yeah. But at the same time, you're talking about, okay, here's the pace, there's the pace. Somebody is coming in as a guest shot, like, hotshot Danny Duggan from Winnipeg and CWE comes in and, wrestles a match for me. I'm like, he knows. I don't even have to tell him. Okay. Well, Johnny Devine is setting the pace and you're following his lead. So don't worry about it. And then they have their one match for that month, and then he's gone again for another 2, 3, 4, 6 months. No big deal. WWE, you bring somebody in, they're used to working that style. WWE says, no, it's this style. Well, WWE has to work with that person for a while to get them into WWE's style. That's the thing that some people don't realize sometimes, is that, like it or hate it, WWE has their style of wrestling. Ring of Honor has their style of wrestling. New Japan has their style of wrestling. MLW on the East Coast has their style of wrestling.
I've always kind of wondered if that contributed to all of these injuries that we've had, not just now, but even going back into, you know, Ruthless Aggression, early 2000s era, where you had guys like Rey Mysterio who were injury prone, which is the reason he's not there now.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, he took too many goddamn injuries is what, really. But I've always kind of wondered if making them wrestle WWE style, counter to what they have always been trained to wrestle at, was actually putting them in more danger of being injured because it's not as comfortable to them.
Well, that's just it. It's the familiarity or lack thereof. You kind of hit the nail on the head somewhat, sort of, in my opinion, if you ask me. If you're thrust into the limelight like that, and you're thrust onto the big stage, and you've only had a couple to prepare, yeah, there's going to be a misstep. You're thinking too much. When it boils down to it, professional wrestling is just like professional hockey or professional football or professional baseball. You want to get to the point where it's all muscle memory, and you're not doing any thinking on the ice, because the minute that you're on the field or on the diamond. Or in the ring, because the minute that you're thinking about what you're doing is the minute you hesitate just long enough to get your shoulder dislocated. So the newer ones getting their injuries, you know what? Very, very plausible and highly likely. But the ones that have been there for a while, maybe they partied too hard the night before, or they didn't get enough sleep or whatever.
If that was true, Shawn Michaels would have been injured all the time.
He was, but nobody knew about it because of the Percocets. And the OxyContins, and yeah, everything else.
My thing is, WWE, and I hate to say it, but WWE, there are some wrestlers that I believe could not, I repeat, could not make it to the indies. That's just how I feel. Let me see. And people... John Cena, and I hate to even remotely do this, but I hate to say it, but it's like, and the only person that's going to know this wrestler is Tim. If you put John Cena against Randy Myers, do you really think that John Cena is going to survive?
Let me ask you first off, how the fuck do you know Randy Myers?
I am also a person that understands Stampede. I do.
You son of a bitch. You pull up my friend Theo and throw him in my face like that? Here's the thing. The only thing
still want a pizza party.
There you go. The only thing, the only thing that Cena has on ridiculous Randy Myers. I know that's not his real nickname, but every now and then he tunes into the archives, and I just thought that I'd throw that at him because he'll chuckle and send me a tweet and say you prickin' whatever, or he'll private message me on Facebook. Anyway, hey Randy, good to say hi to you, Theo. Anyway,
the cock of the walk who rocks the hawk listens.
Look at that. Look at you looking shit up, or did somebody feed that one to you?
No. Memory.
Oh, look at that.
I saved those promos.
The brain is a muscle. Isn't it? Jesus. So muscle memory. Yeah, there you go. No, the only thing Cena has over Randy is Cena was a bodybuilder, so he's built up and has muscles, and he's stronger than Randy. However, Randy was trained here in Calgary.
There's a difference. Oh, yeah, you're trained at WWE. No.
Would you like to know what Johnny Devine said one time when he was still working at TNA Wrestling when the Dudley Boys were in TNA?
I miss Johnny Devine. Go ahead, I'm listening.
They were talking, the booker was talking about booking Johnny with against Brother Ray, Bubba. And they were talking about doing a program, and he says, whoa, wait a minute. No, Johnny Devine? Me, Johnny Devine? No fucking way. That guy was trained in Stampede Wrestling. Bubba Ray did not want to face. Look at the size difference between the two of them. Devine would have killed him.
the Canadian Destroyer. Jesus Christ.
That was Petey Williams.
I'm kidding.
But good clarification to save your ass.
No, I was really kidding. But it's like...
only a couple hours north of you now, Mike. He's in Ontario.
Oh, crap, that is a few hours. But it's like everyone sit here talks about, oh, it's said Sir Perkinson's fault that, you know, such and such got injured. But it's like people are trained differently.
Sometimes it's just a freak occurrence. Sometimes it's the case of where the wrestler has to actually stop and think, what the fuck am I doing again?
Right. I hate to say it. And there's also some times where people don't communicate.
Yeah.
And in wrestling, I repeat, communication is key, boys and girls.
I would make sure before every show, everybody's in the locker room doing their thing and they're all ready for the show before I go downstairs to open it up. Newbies? Remember, listen to the vets.
Please
they'll
do.
Guide you and keep you from getting hurt and make you look like superstars. And then they walk out.
Case in point, somebody tried a suicide dive and the wrestler moved and he has a fractured shoulder.
Oh, yeah, dives. You know, we should talk about Randy Orton and dives one of these days.
But I'm sorry to go off subject and whatnot, but
no, that's fine. At least it gives you a chance to finally do some talking.
We were talking about Nintendo 64 games. Like, why are you worried about going off topic now?
Well, because I mean, it does talk about injuries and whatnot, you know. But at the end of the day,
it's not off topic, Mike.
Okay, but yes, injuries. You know, there's a difference between injuries now, injuries back then, injuries between WWE, and injuries between people from NWA.
Oh, look at you trying to do the segue. You trying to be a show stealer, talking about Billy Corgan by an NWA, huh? 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 Omega, does it matter?
Not happy.
I'm going to start with Omega, then I'm coming to you, Mike. Omega, does it matter? He bought NWA.
Could it do any worse? Like, I hate to say it, legendary promotion, you know, it's, you know, it is the alpha of the, modern professional wrestling. Does it matter?
Used to be.
Well, alpha is in origin point. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a legendary promotion, okay? NWA World Championship, you know, okay, oldest wrestling championship in the world.
Yep.
Okay, like, there's legacy to it, there's history to it, there is reverence to it.
But NWA is just kind of faltered in an age where they have the potential to flourish because there's so many different ways to get your name out there thanks to the internet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it needs some kind of modern leadership, especially someone who just got scorned by one wrestling promotion.
Yeah, but, you know, there are times when something is so just gone that even a big name and all the social media in the world is not going to bring it back to its former glory. Thing about it is, I'm getting the feeling Billy Corgan maybe thinks he's the Earth's son, and NWA maybe Superman after Colossus had got his hooks into him.
Colossus is marble.
Well, I'm sorry,
and you a know good guy,
not Colossus,
and not what's Doomsday? You know,
Doomsday. Thank you. That's who I meant. Remember, brain injury survivor. Remember, brain injury survivor here.
All right, yeah, okay, we'll give you that excuse. Yep. You remember the Cadillac in the Star Wars game. You don't remember Doomsday.
Fuck, dude, I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, but I can tell you what I had for dinner a week ago. Go figure, nigger. Trigger.
Sorry. Well.
Whoa.
Sweet bank.
Whoa.
Rock, could you please give that email again?
Listen, if they don't know the email by now, it doesn't matter.
I had to use that training today.
Hey, it got a reaction, and that's all that matters, right? 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 Go with it.
No, like, at this point, I'm basically like, you, there's one part where you go, like, you know, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe the ship has sunk too far in order to keep it afloat.
Yeah.
At the same time, I go, if it's that bad, what could it hurt? Like, why not at least try, you know?
Well, you know, at one point in time in its heyday, and I'm talking NWA's heyday, Stampede Wrestling was aligned with NWA, and that belt would make its way to this territory. People would defend it, win it, lose it, whatever. And then it would move on to the next territory. Isn't the fact that territories are no more part of the reason NWA has sunk like a lead balloon?
I think part of the reason is because the wrestling world has kind of moved past the territory age.
Yeah.
But NWA is still trying really hard to keep that.
Well,
every NWA promotion refers to itself by location, just like an old school territory does.
Mm-hmm. Why can't we revive territories? You know, I don't think people are actually trying, except, you know, NWA sort of tried. And, you know, we've got all these indies now. Why can't WWE be the national thing? Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, be regional, and then have territories come back?
I just think there's so much. I don't know if there's a place in wrestling for territories anymore.
Would people care anymore? Is that part of the problem?
I'm not sure if it's a care thing. Maybe not.
You got to be big enough to compete with WWE on some level. Otherwise,
I don't know. I don't know. No. Not at all. None at all.
Okay.
You know, what you got to do is just find a niche for yourself. You know, like I'm still hooked on fucking Lucha Underground because they put it on Netflix.
Okay.
it's got such a loyal audience because it's different. It's unique. It's offering an alternative.
Well, you know, so was that extreme wrestling promotion that Teddy Hart was involved in, and that went over.
Well, that's a management problem.
That was Wile E. Coyote right there.
Just a little bit.
Of course. You know I'm going to get in trouble for mentioning that.
Mm-hmm. But mention. Mm-hmm.
It had to be done, motherfuckers. It had to be done, motherfuckers.
You're right.
There you go. So, but, yeah, I don't know. I mean, good luck to him. I don't see him doing anything with NWA except the indies, and that's going to be a smaller scale. And he better not be thinking that he's going to be making $2,000, $3,000, or $5,000 every night all these different territories.
He was trying to buy TNA. I don't think he was really expecting that much to begin with.
Yeah, well, you never know. So, anyway, I don't know. I think maybe we should take our first time out of the night, guys. What do you think?
Woohoo! Let's do it!
All right. Yeah, time to refresh your drinks. Empty the bladder. Grab yourself a snack. I don't care what the hell you do. You're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. All we care about is that you come back and join us on the other side of the break. Don't forget, kids, we're previewing Backlash, and, of course, Pick'em is tonight. So stay tuned for that. That being said, we'll be back right after this.
Available at youtube.com/recradioshow is brand new daily content. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we dive into the history of Raw and SmackDown with recreated matches from the history of both Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. On Wednesdays, WTR Sims Archives will be featured from the previous night's live stream. On Thursdays and Fridays, step into the ring for a male and female King of the Ring tournaments with legends battling today's stars. All of this content from WWE 2K17 available daily at youtube.com/recradioshow. Subscribe today so you don't miss out on all the action.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Tuesday night, step inside the virtual realm with WTR Sims.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Watch as your favorite WTR personalities battle it out to find out which one truly is the best.
To be the man! You gotta beat the man!
Watch it live Tuesday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow or on demand at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Tuesday nights will never be the same again with WTR Sims.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours?
I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night midnight-ish Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Addams Family, their house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream. The Addams Family.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The world is a vampire. Sent to Jane. Secret destroyer.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Gotta love that song. All right.
Yeah, and flashbacks to my art class in high school.
I used to play that song when I was a DJ, and I actually got people to get up and, like, I can't really say it was dancing. It was sort of like jumping with like one arm sort of bent up in the air and one knee bent and one leg straight. It was weird.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it was just a weird thing. But, yeah, what can you do? I don't know. Did you guys know that in 1995, the very first In Your House was held in Syracuse, New York?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? 22 years.
Yep.
Do you miss In Your House pay-per-view events?
Honestly, the only one was Shawn Michaels dancing on the roof. That's the only one I miss.
Didn't that was no? Okay, no, it wasn't. I was just thinking. Didn't he kick Marty in the face in one of those?
Yeah.
It was In Your House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the barbershop.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. right. A lot of shit happened in some of those In Your House pay-per-views.
Well, they were pay-per-views before we were calling them pay-per-views.
Yeah, they were. What were they known as? In Your House, of course.
Rage in the Cage.
There you go. Yeah, their very first pay-per-view, the In Your House, they actually gave away a house. The winner was an 11-year-old kid 22 years ago.
I wonder what happened to the house. Not the kid, the house.
Oh, you didn't know? It was in a House of Horrors match.
Randy lit on fire.
So, oh my goodness. Yeah, of course, the first six In Your House events didn't have names. It was just In Your House. They started giving them names with In Your House number seven. I do believe that was called Good Friends, Better Enemies, and that was Shawn Michaels and Diesel in a no-holds-barred match for the title.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next one, see, that was April of 96. The next one was like a month later. 1 month later and 2 days afterwards, as a matter of fact. Beware of Dog, May 26th and May 28th.
Yep. Up there with Great Balls of Fire for quality of naming.
Stop. There you go. Yeah. But yeah, they had, from seven all the way through to, In Your House number 28, which was April 25th, 1999, and was the last In Your House event. And fittingly enough, it was called Backlash. And that one featured Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock. It was a no holds barred match for the championship. Shane McMahon was a special guest referee. Austin couldn't touch McMahon or he'd be disqualified and The Rock would be given the championship. Remember that one?
God, my memory of In Your House events is very vague.
Ground Zero.
You can't really come up with one that would have been your favorite then, hey? The only one you can think of?
I don't know. I had to go back and watch them. My best memories is just laughing at the names as a kid.
Uh-huh.
We eventually started getting into things that, like, we still have, like, pay-per-view. When we started getting into, like, the pay-per-view names, like Backlash, we still have, and...
Yeah.
Ones like No Way Out, Unforgiven, and Judgment Day all became pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Bad Blood, In Your House.
Over the Edge, Fully Loaded, Breakdown, Judgment Day. The one that sticks out of my brain was Canadian Stampede.
Shock.
Yeah. Wonder why.
Wow.
Because it was held in my hometown of Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in July of 1997. And the first week and a half of July here in Calgary is something known as the Calgary Exhibition and Stampede, and it's the world's largest outdoor rodeo event, and of course there's a midway and all this other stuff. WWE held Canadian Stampede to coincide with the Calgary Stampede, and your ticket to the event got you onto the grounds for free. That one was the Hart Foundation, like the new Hart Foundation with Brett, Jim Owen, the British Bulldog, and Brian Pillman, taking on Steve Austin, Ken Shamrock, Goldust, and the Legion of Doom.
That all happened at the Saddle Dome, Jesus.
And it happened at the Saddle Dome, known nowadays as the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Back then it was the Olympic Saddle Dome. So, yeah. Naturally, that one is the one that sticks in my head. So.
The one that always made me laugh was Revenge of the Taker. How do you take that seriously?
You don't.
You don't. I like Beware of Dog because, they had to do it twice. Because the first time the power was out, went out.
Oh, right.
That's why it was a two-night event.
Power went out. They got the first match. They started getting the first match. And then they had to redo it all because the power went out. And that was where they were trying to get rid of Ted DiBiase. He was leaving for WCW. And it was Austin versus Vega, Savio Vega. And they had to do the stipulation. And it was weird and awkward because they started the match and then the power went out. And they had to redo it on Tuesday. But on Raw, they actually had to have DiBiase on Raw to set up the next night's pay-per-view because of the awkwardness of the power going out.
I would have to say
another good one is Good Friends, Better Enemies. That's the night Diesel used the Mad Dog Vachon's leg in a match.
Mad Dog Vachon.
I think it was Mad Dog Vachon, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was another good one.
I would have to say, well, Buried Alive. The one that really made me laugh, and I hate to say this one, was, where is it? It was Undertaker versus Goldust for, there we go. Yeah, Beware of Dog. Goldust Undertaker casket match. For the Intercontinental Championship. I said, I guess that's a thing. It was a thing.
It was a thing. Got
it. It was a thing.
I think what I miss about the In Your Houses is that because the events were just in your house, you could have specialized ones that were named after people. You know, you had Rock Bottom in your house. You had, like, Revenge of the Taker. You know, D-Generation X had their own pay-per-view as an In Your House. You know, just to throw that little bit of extra, this is about me. You know, which is actually not bad marketing. Which was the big deal about Great Balls of Fire, but if it was named after The Rock, everyone would tune in.
Rock Bottom. I hate it, but you're right. Just like, what was that? Breakdown? D-Generation X pay-per-view?
No, Breakdown, no, DX had just In Your House, D-Generation X. Breakdown was something else.
Yeah, well, yeah, alright. Wow, he was the only guy that had his own pay-per-view.
Oh, well, he had, like, A Cold Day in Hell, which was headlined by Steve Austin and The Undertaker. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, Revenge of the Taker. That's another one named after him.
That's true.
Where was Edge when we had Over the Edge Over in the your edge. House?
Somewhere in Markham, Ontario, I think.
Well, yeah, that's right.
1998. When did Edge debut?
98.
SummerSlam. I believe in 98.
Which would have been August.
Which would have been real weird to name the pay-per-view after a Brood member.
Hi, WWE. Yep. No. He debuted on Monday Night Raw, June 22nd, 1998.
Okay. So his first real, I think his first real pay-per-view match was teaming with Sable at SummerSlam. Because they feuded with Mero and Jacqueline, if I remember my facts.
Un momento.
Do you think Mark Mero still better that Sable left him for Brock?
I know he's still an asshole.
I remember when we interviewed him, he wasn't really somebody that I wound up enjoying having spoken with afterwards.
God, that's saying something. Wow, that person actively made my life worse.
Like Colt Cabana.
Yeah.
Hey, don't diss Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana was fun. When you actually have people with personality talking to him.
One guy that was a lot of fun to talk to was Johnny Cashmere. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I wouldn't disagree with that one.
No. I don't know. We don't interview people anymore, right, Rock?
Nope. Never.
We should interview somebody sometime.
Hmm.
You guys want to do an interview?
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
I suppose we could. We really have to. Oh, my God. R-Truth is going to be hosting a game show on the WWE Network?
Next.
Seriously, what kind of game show would WWE produce?
Idiot test. Next.
You don't want to talk about game shows, Mike?
When you have R-Truth becoming a host for a game show on the WWE Network, what does that tell you? Hey, you're still with us. We just want you to do something else.
What was your favorite game show ever, Mike?
Game shows, period, or
game show, period. What is your favorite game show of all time?
The Price is Right.
So, R-Truth hosts the WWE version of Price is Right?
Next.
What, nothing?
Nothing.
How about you, Omega? What kind of game show would you like to see them do?
I want something like Legends of the Hidden Temple, but they set it up in the WWE warehouse and get to run through all the old props.
It's called Tough Enough.
I like your idea, Omega.
It's like, can you find the lost hardcore championship that's hidden inside Castle Triple H's Castle Grayskull?
Yeah, that works.
Who would be the host of that, though?
R-Truth.
We're talking about R-Truth.
Pass.
It makes sense. Who is more lost than R-Truth?
And he has a fear of spiders, so it works.
Pass.
Totally works. Hey, WWE, this is the game show you should be doing. What's next, Tim?
The mole doesn't work for the network, apparently.
Yeah, don't ask me what my favorite game show is.
Tim, what is your favorite game show?
Something called Password. You guys wouldn't know it because it's Canadian, but...
I remember Password.
Password's an amazing show.
Okay. I'm talking the original one.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah, it was on in the 70s, 1970s, and it was a Canadian game show. So it's not the one you guys remember.
I don't know. I think so. I watched the Game Show Network. They had it from the 70s on there.
Oh, they're replaying. I forgot that there's something called the Game Show Network, and they old game shows.
They did it for years. I watched it for years. It was an awesome show.
Hey, you could win $50 if you get the right answer on Password. Yeah, Canadian budgets were not quite that huge.
The Password
Well, game
is.
Show budgets back then were not huge. Like they did the thing with
Price is Right was always huge.
They did that thing with Press Your Luck,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they did a documentary about the guy who figured out how to tell where the indicator was going to land. And back then, if you won $5,000 over the course of like however many games it took, they kicked your ass out. Like, you're making too much money, get the fuck out of here.
Uh huh.
And he took away like over $20,000 in one game.
Oh. The other game show was Pyramid.
Pyramid's still around.
They just brought it back.
Yeah, the original $50,000 Pyramid.
Oh. I liked Match Game.
Dick Clark hosted that one.
Alec Baldwin hosts it now.
Alec Baldwin.
He does, and it's actually pretty decent.
Who hosted Love Connection?
Chuck Woolery.
You know, he still hosts the occasional Love Connection show. He does it in his basement with some of his neighbors.
I bet he does.
Yeah, well, he turned out to be a huge asshole too.
He's not crazy, you know.
I think he peaked at the Scrabble game.
Nobody who's not a fan of Scrubs will ever get that anyway. Oh, geez, what's next? I don't know. Do you guys want to do Backlash preview?
No, we have a Twitter question.
Or would you like to do the Twitter question?
Let's do the Twitter question.
All right.
Because you, the people, can send us questions at Wild Talk Radio or at WTR Sunday Night, and we will answer them on the show once in a while.
Now, here's the thing. This guy, his name's Alex Cage. I don't know if he's ever in the chat room, but I know that he listens all the time, and he follows me and Rock religiously on Twitter and communicates with us on a regular basis. Seems like a pretty decent, straight-up guy. Hey, Rock?
Yeah, he's cool. He asks questions all the time. Usually gets some weird ones for CB Radio, and usually he asks them on the show.
Yeah. So here's one for us here on WTR Sunday Night. You guys are running a World Cup of Wrestling, and you have to make a team of five. Now, for some reason, Rock, you got to put together a Canadian team.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, Omega, your team is from Japan.
No, he follows me on Twitter because he calls me TJ.
Yeah. Omega, Japan is yours. I almost called you TJ.
Or we plug it every time. Follow me on Twitter at TJ Omega. Facebook is TJ Reviews.
And Mike, you've got to do England, but you can't use any WWE NXT wrestlers.
That's fine.
Well, that applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Mike, go first.
Think of five American wrestlers not in WWE.
Oh, there's a bunch. Number five, Grado. Number four, Kay Lee Ray. Number three, Marty Scurll. Number two, Zack Sabre Jr. Number one, Willow Spray. Fuck.
You had a female in there, right?
Kay Lee Ray.
All right, I'm just making sure.
Yep.
Who wants to go next? Omega? Or do you need time?
I need time because I didn't see the one female thing.
Okay. Tim, you want to go?
No.
Okay. I'll go then. Kyle O'Reilly, Kenny Omega, David Smith Jr., Petey Williams, and Gail Kim.
Time out. Kenny Omega, are you allowed to do that?
He signed to All Japan.
Okay.
He's not in WWE.
He signed to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah,
but he picked Kenny Omega.
And he's Canadian.
And they're all Canadian. Yeah.
It was really kind of easy. Tim, you have something called TNA. Pick five people from TNA. Go.
I don't know anything about TNA. I never watched
All right, you have Ring of Honor. Five people from Ring of Honor. Go.
I haven't watched Ring of Honor. I don't get it here. Okay. You want five top non-WWE wrestlers?
Yes.
Okay, well, hey, Kenny Omega's not American.
He's Canadian.
Yeah. I want to pick Tetsuya Naito. Oh, I can't because he's Japanese. Jay Lethal.
There you go.
The very boring Jay Lethal.
Very boring. What about Jay Briscoe?
There you go. There goes another one. Come on.
What about Adam Cole?
Yeah, he's allowed because nothing's been signed yet.
All right, you go ahead.
He hasn't been signed yet. But what about Matt Riddle?
He's Evolve, you're good.
Okay. And now I got to pick a chick?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Shit.
Woman
she
in
has
TNA,
to be American
go.
And not in WWE?
Mm-hmm.
Woman in TNA, go.
TNA has wrestling?
There's no such thing as TNA.
Impact Wrestling has women?
Yes.
Woman's
CW, and go.
Just one? Because I'm at four, and then one of them has to be a chick?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, damn. Because there's one that I could pick, but I don't know if I want to pick her, because I don't know anymore. Technically, okay, here's a question for you. Ruck, could you technically pick Gail Kim, because she's from Toronto?
I did pick Gail Kim.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear it, because she's, like, Korean.
I picked Gail Kim. She's a Canadian-born superstar.
Korean-Canadian.
Yeah, I she was the female I chose.
What about, okay, I'll pick Nicole Matthews.
Is
How about that?
She American?
Yes.
No, she's Canadian.
Fuck! I thought she was an American.
I swear to God she worked for you. Part of me believes she worked for you. Wait a minute.
No,
I swear this something Matthews worked for you.
It wasn't Nicole Matthews. It was somebody else that worked a program with Miss Danica. Yeah, and I'd pick Danica if I could. But, okay, what about cheerleader Melissa? She's from California.
Hey, Tim found a female. She lives in California. Omega, name five Japanese people. Go.
Name five Japanese people.
I didn't have to be wrestlers. Just name five Japanese people you know. Go.
Oh, he has to know them? Like, what is this? Like, coffee dates? Or, like, he went to dinner with them? Or hung out with them at parties? What?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, he signed to New Japan. I can take Omega.
No, you can't. I've already taken him.
He signed from New Japan.
But he's Canadian. He's not Japanese.
He's not Japanese. You can't take him.
He represents Japan, though. It's like he's
no.
No, not a thing.
God damn you people.
You can't have Will Ospreay either, or Zack Sabre. I know they both work for New Japan. They're really white. You can't have them.
And they're British.
I'm pulling a Tim. You can't have this person from this person's team, or this person's from that person's team, because it's not fantasy.
Yes, quit. You know what? Quit doing what I do every time we do fantasy.
That's not nice.
Fine.
Okay, then who did you pick?
Okay. So I'm taking, I'm taking Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Mm-hmm.
Kazuchika Okada. I want Jushin Thunder Liger. I want Tetsuya Naito. I can't take Shibata because he's out forever now. I want just some beat the shit out of you strong style. So, as a backup, Tomohiro Ishii and Arisa Nakajima. I promise you that is an actual person.
Not going to try to spell it or try to find it. So, I'll take it That's from there. So there you go. That's the Twitter question.
Now, why did we do that? I know. Alex Cage asked us to do it, but what for?
Because he asked us a question last week and we never got to it, so we asked it this week because you guys needed prep time. So we did it. So,
and we still didn't bother with any prep time.
I did. I don't know about you people. I did.
I did prep.
Suck up, brown noser, son of a.
That's why I was fighting for Omega, because I needed. I prepped him.
He's the
I
only
had to
one.
Go re-prep.
I just assumed you wanted Kenny Omega because of the name.
Oh, I want him because he's Kenny Omega.
It's all about the branding.
Omega.
Anyway, go to break, Tim.
I think we're going to break. Everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, don't go anywhere. Backlash preview coming up on the other side of this short little timeout. Time to officially announce Pig'em. We'll be back right after this.
My favorite situations are always sticky kinds. I'll be the first to cast stones. I don't let sleeping dogs lie. I sing it from the mountain. Just take me to the top.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry. We've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
I don't care what y'all say.
Celebrating 5 years of the award-winning The Rack.
I'm super excited. Oh, my gosh. It was, you know, I mean, the call was like, oh, my gosh, seriously? That's kind of my first reaction. But, no, I mean, I'm absolutely honored. I keep saying this, but I keep that, like, you know, I'm like, well, it feels like a little bit too soon. But then I realized I have been retired for 7 years. I don't know. I think I have such an active role in the company at this moment that I don't feel like I've been away from it that long, you know. And but I'm thrilled. I'm very honored. And when I heard the, you know, the class this year, it's just like, wow, I'm just blown away. And as a fan, I'm absolutely like, you know, I'm tickled. I think it's just amazing. So I'm really looking forward to that weekend.
I was going
to
say, that's got to be awesome, you know, as far as going in with like Bruno Sammartino and Mick Foley and all those names. It's like, wow, that's really cool. This year seems like it's going to be a really exciting class.
It's pretty epic, you know. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, you know. Like, and I mean, I know usually these events go about 3 hours long, so it'll be interesting to see, like, okay, better get that speech nice and tight, because there's going to be some stories told that night for sure.
Yeah. Have you got it? I guess you don't have it ready yet. You're still kind of working on it.
I've got my notes jotted down. I think I think over the years there's a clear, distinct list for me of people that have really impacted my career. And so what's going to be interesting is sort of now fine-tuning it to make it in a short speech and making sure I don't leave out people. And that's always a big fear, is you think, oh, God, did I not mention them? Or do I mention them? Or will I have time to mention them? So, you know, this is kind of like, you know, kind of like at the Oscars of the wrestling world, right? So you always hear how, you know, celebs talk about that moment. And I'm kind of going through the same thing. So I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows how appreciative I am of the help I've gotten along the way, and it's a big moment. I'm excited about it.
Join us June 29th for the celebration at 10 p.m. Eastern, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels, letting you know that you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I just saw the trailer for Wonder Woman and have decided I'll watch it when it becomes available online.
On iTunes.
Wherever.
Just saying.
I totally forgot that movie was coming out. There's so little promotion for it.
Yeah, I'm basically stating I'm not going to waste money at the theater.
Well, it's you. So anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's time to do some
going to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Love that movie.
Whoosh.
Can't wait to see it.
Anyway.
There's like four stingers in the credits. Stay until the end.
Yeah, I heard about the stingers at the end. So Owen wants to go see it and is like, Dad, when are we going to go see it? And I'm like, as soon as possible. How about Victoria Day? He's like, okay.
So is it the Wolfpack sting and Crow sting and Surfer sting? Or those are not the stingers?
You've been hanging with Tim too long.
Yes, I have. Let's talk back then, shall we?
I wouldn't even have made that joke, Omega.
Yes, you would have.
No, I wouldn't have.
How about the singers thing?
Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself.
Trying to move the backlash.
Stop it. Stop it now.
Trying to move the backlash. Pay-per-view Joey
Styles. You're getting plenty of backlash right now, Rock.
I know. Yeah, pay-per-view Joey Styles couldn't even call. Anyway.
So there you go. Yeah, backlash next weekend, everybody. Programming note, we're on an hour later. Probably. So Mike should be home on time.
That's next Sunday?
Yeah, that was a dig.
Yeah, I should be fine.
Okay. So just aim for 10 o'clock and you should be on time for the show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Was that mean?
A little bit. It's okay.
Truth hurts, Mike.
It's fine.
Anyway, why don't we get into a little bit of backlash talk, man? Oh, can't do that. He's no longer around. He's gone.
Post your pics to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork or a variety of our Facebook pages. And you can be a part of WTR Pick'em. You can also tweet them at Wild Talk Radio or at WTR Sunday Night or Rack Radio Show or at Flames Forums if you so choose.
Yeah, play Pick'em because you never know when we might decide to actually give a prize to the winner. Sometimes we do that, don't we, Rock?
Whenever I have stuff to give away, I give away things.
Yeah, and we're not going to tell you whether or not we have stuff to give away or not because we want you to be in suspense.
Okay, so up first, Shinsuke Nakamura takes on Dolph Ziggler Omega.
Shinsuke? I don't think there's another answer to this.
Are we sure?
Look, I'm putting money on how far Dolph's head goes into the crowd. I'm betting somewhere in the eighth row right now.
All right, okay. Mike?
Shinsuke.
Tim?
Do we have an over-under for another concussion for Dolph? No? Should we?
That's not an over-under.
No, the line is at 3.
Okay, there you go. Okay, can I just say I'm looking forward to this match?
Sure.
Only because it's Shinsuke.
To be fair, they've done
because it's Shinsuke.
They've done a really good job making him look like a special attraction, building to his first big match on the main roster.
Yep.
They have done that. So, are you picking Shinsuke?
Fuck yeah. Do I look stupid? Shut up, Rock. Shut up, Mike.
What does the random thing picker say?
Shit, you're supposed to remind me before we get here. God damn it.
This is Pick'em. You should know about the random thing picker.
Yeah, well, I got other shit on my mind. Just remind me. Oh, yeah, random thing tonight, remember? That's all you got to do.
So as he picks the...
Find out. Are you ready? Random says Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay. Now, the random thing picker should get prepared for the rest of the matches when called upon.
Random thing picker is now up. I still have to type the shit in.
Okay. So it's Naomi, Charlotte, Becky Lynch versus Natalya, Carmella, and Tamina, Mike.
Why is this a thing? Naomi, Charlotte, Becky.
Omega.
Yeah, face team.
Tim.
Natalya, Carmella, Tamina.
Random thing picker says...
Naomi, Charlotte, Becky.
United States Championship's on the line. The face of America, Kevin Owens, versus the face that runs the plays, AJ Styles. Tim.
I gotta go with AJ Styles.
How about the random thing picker?
You're not supposed to ask the random thing picker first or second or anything like that. You should always leave it last.
Okay.
AJ Styles.
Mike.
This is a truth. I gotta go with Kevin.
Omega.
I don't think they're going to hotshot that belt around this fast. We just gave it to Jericho just to swerve people, so we gave it right back to Owens. I don't think they're gonna rush that change. I think they're just gonna draw it out longer than this. I almost had a second of thought there. No, we'll go Kevin Owens.
The SmackDown tag team titles are on the line. The Usos defend against Breezango. Omega.
Nobody wins in this scenario. The Usos.
Usos win, and the New Day makes their debut.
Tim.
Usos.
And the thing?
Random. I mean, Usos.
And then there's the WWE Championship.
Oh, shit.
Randy Orton versus Tim's boy, Jinder Mahal. Mike.
For shits and giggles, I'm going to say Jinder.
Points, 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 points.
Tim?
Points, 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 points.
You're going with Jinder?
Points, 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 points.
Cactus.
Omega.
No, Orton. There's no chance in hell.
Random thing picker.
Randy Orton.
See, it's you and me, thing picker.
Till the bitter end. Possible match on the show: Baron Corbin versus Sami Zayn. Omega.
Corbin.
Mike.
Corbin.
Tim.
Yeah. Corbin.
Thing picker.
Corbin.
Possible matchup on the show. Less likely than the other one, but still maybe a thing. Ergo and Luke Harper, Mike.
My toilet.
But.
Okay. Real pick is what?
The plumber or the gardener. Eric Rowan.
Omega.
Wait, what am I picking?
The gardener or the plumber?
It's Harper versus Rowan as a possible matchup.
Oh, I thought you were making me pick between Link and Mario.
Shut the fuck.
Harper.
Tim.
Just for the sake of making a pick, besides, because I don't really give a fuck, Luke Harper.
And the thing says?
Luke Harper.
Facebook.
Because it doesn't care either.
Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, where the variety of other Facebook pages will be plugging in about 15 minutes. So, it's now time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in a real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now! Ladies and gentlemen,
E-C-3.
Beautiful People or EC3? Omega.
This is weird. I haven't heard that Beautiful People theme in so long.
Mm-hmm.
I literally forgot that's who it was. It's, again, he really likes his generic heavy metal guitar. I was just going to say, EC3s, I've actually not heard. Because I don't give a fuck about Impact. You know what? Better song than I would have expected? The trouble part lost me. The rest of it was fine. So we'll say EC3.
Mike.
First of all, WWE really dropped the ball with EC3.
We're learning through Lucha and Impact. They dropped the ball with a lot of people.
Yeah,
everybody.
The funny thing is, it's like when I hear the Beautiful People, oh, you know it's time to get your sex on. Yeah, the sexy women's is on tonight.
Oh God,
it sounds like a cheap, like 90s porn, bad porn on top of that.
I know it's a Marilyn Manson song is what it is.
Yeah, I
know. Because of you doing that voice, Mike, I just wound up with a really, really weird image of you being a low rent version of Godfather.
So Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
Beautiful People.
Tim.
My preference is for EC3.
There you go. So EC3 moves on.
About your damn luck.
I'm a creek swimming, moonshine sipping, deer skinning, beer drinking, Johnny Cash listening.
Mike.
Somebody loan me another ram. Long necks and rednecks. Most racist song ever, but I love it. Yeah. Let's go with James Storm.
Omega.
which James Storm theme to pick? Just me generally not a fan of country. I will go with America's Most Wanted, just because I love the "we find the defendants guilty." That's such a good line.
Holy shit!
The hell was that?
They heard you. I hate the America's Most Wanted.
Oh.
They heard you.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. I like them. I'm guilty.
Okay. Tim, don't break anything.
I have a fucking conundrum with this one. Excuse me while I drink on it.
I know in the chat room says Strom.
I was just trying to make Storm proud because I'm drinking on it. See, here's the thing. I like Sore About Your Damn Luck, but, you know, we find the defendants guilty. America's Most Wanted. Well, all I can say is sorry about your damn luck.
All right, so long necks and rednecks, move on.
I hate country.
And yet you still picked it.
Like, I had a choice between country and something else that's not country.
It is James Storm, sorry.
Yeah.
Omega.
Of course, the two TNA themes against each other. How much of a whiny ass song is My World? He ain't dead. He ain't The Rock. How fucking bitter can you get that you have to hear that every time you walk out to the ring?
Mm-hmm. You think about it. It's really apropos. This is Jeff Jarrett is not getting to get back in WWE, and it's like, fine, I'll start my own. And guess what, kids? It's My World.
Well, I'm going to my yard. I'm going to go play in my yard, and I'm going to be the champion. None of you are invited.
Yeah, pretty much.
I will admit to a guilty pleasure of that song, but I like AJ's way better.
Tim.
As apropos as My World is, yeah, AJ's.
Mike.
Fuck you all, slap nuts.
So, AJ Styles, move on, and we'll do our final one as we continue down this TNA road? Fitting because it just happened to be the next one in the list.
Shit.
Mike.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
So we've moved to the WWE New Era section of the list.
Clearly!
Just two TNA ones had to.
Which song I want to hear? Why am I even asking this? What song I want to hear at WrestleMania? Bobby fucking Roode.
You're a dick.
Sorry.
Oh, you're going to find out why when it's my turn.
Tim, it's your turn.
You're a dick. Main reason why I'm not picking Joe's WWE theme is because it pales compared to his TNA theme. Now, that would be the one to pick, Joe's TNA theme. But.
That did win earlier in the bracket.
It won earlier in the bracket. Which is good because that's the one that needs to win. As far as all of Joe's themes go that are on the list, which I think is both of them.
No, but, he's had others in TNA. We just picked the best one.
Yeah, well, you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one time he's kidnapped by ninjas. Anyway, continue. Continue, Tim.
The main reason, and probably just about the only reason I'm picking Bobby Roode's theme is I can't wait to hear it played live with the entire crowd in attendance singing along with it.
At WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania.
Omega.
We said it before when Joe's first theme moved on, those big, deep horns just suit him. Mm-hmm. It just works. And thank God you went with the second version of that theme.
Yeah. First one was not so good.
No. But no, it's a great theme, but it ain't glorious. I don't care about waiting until WrestleMania. That theme's awesome right now.
It can be heard live on the NXT TakeOver Chicago this Saturday on the WWE Network.
Which means I have another show to do.
If you want. So you're picking Bubbard.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the all-time greatest.
It's time to rank the best.
Have you forgotten that I'm the best in the world at what I do? Huh?
And worst.
Shut your damn mouth! I'm the best wrestler alive today!
Wrestlers of the Week. It's top to bottom.
All right, Mike, who are your top three wrestlers of the week?
Ooh, Bobby Roode, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor.
Okay. Omega.
Dean Ambrose for continuing to be entertaining as hell. Kevin Owens, I'm kind of digging the Face of America gimmick going on. And Cesaro and Sheamus for doing what I didn't think anyone would ever do in tag team turmoil, which is go the distance. Way to squash the entire division, guys.
Mike, bottom three wrestlers of the week.
Billy Kay. Elias Samson. And Billy Corgan. No, I'm just kidding. Kalisto.
Okay. Omega.
Why is Tim exempt from this?
Because I have something for Tim, don't worry.
Megan, sure. Jinder Mahal for still being Jinder Mahal.
Whatever.
The Ascension for very quickly losing to Breeze Dango.
I take exception to you picking Jinder.
And Breeze Dango for making me sit through another fashion sketch.
They're awesome. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I should take exception to you picking Jinder.
You should
take exception to WWE picking Jinder is what you should do.
I should take exception to that statement. I should.
Tim, what are the top three reasons why Alexander Ovechkin will never win a Stanley Cup?
Are you serious right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Back to quick hits.
Okay, first one is because of the way he likes to drink white Russians at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to lean back and have the bartender just pour it directly into his mouth. No cup!
Okay. What else you got?
Because when he is at the bar with his teammates, he has to go home after two drinks because he can never make it past the second round.
One more.
Fuck, I'm stuck.
Just wait till we get to the bottom three.
Because the world championships are in full swing and they're not being held in North America.
Who are the bottom three hockey players this past week?
The bottom.
Come on, Mr. Hockey. You should.
Hang on. Cam Talbot.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid. And Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
That's
not a real name.
Those are real names. Those are Edmonton Oilers hockey players, and I picked those guys as the bottom three because they're the leaders of the Edmonton Oilers, and they disappeared in Game 7 and didn't lead that team to victory over the Anaheim Ducks, which pisses me off. But it would still piss me off if the Edmonton Oilers had won because those are two teams that I, as a Calgary Flames fan, absolutely want to see die in a fire beside the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's,
okay, not really, but yeah.
That, you do not wish them to be hashtag blame robbed, but...
Hashtag blame Brent would be okay.
That would be okay, yeah.
So what's blame Brent?
Injuries.
Okay. What's blame sub?
Celebrity gets arrested.
Okay, what's blame Rock?
WWE fire someone.
What's blame Omega?
Fashion faux pas or something.
What's blame Mike?
We haven't come up with anything.
Come up with something for Blame Mike. Get back to me. And until you get back to me, I'm just going to end the show now and tell everybody tune in tomorrow night immediately following Raw for the immediately following Raw show.
It's Raw Post 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk all things Monday Night Raw, including who comes out Intercontinental Champion. Is it Dean Ambrose? Or is it The Miz? Is Team Rock and Team Omega square off for the IC title?
What? When is this? What?
Tomorrow night on Raw. It's Ambrose and Miz. Pay attention.
Okay. You just made me think about Tuesday Night Sims the way you said that. That's all.
I was doing WTR Fantasy. Anyway, continue.
WTR Sims, Tuesday night on Twitch.tv. You want to find where you can watch the video of the simulation of a WWE event. You can just click on the little banner right on the side of the chat. But, you know, I don't know why you wanted to wait 2 weeks. You should have just done it tomorrow on this Tuesday.
No, because, see, on my birthday I'm letting you book. So I'm taking that night off of booking. So I give that one to you.
And it's going to be the best night ever next week.
So in 2 weeks,
Tim because is, I booked it.
2 weeks, Tim is booking at WTR Sims this week.
What do you mean 2 weeks? I thought it was like 1 week now. Like a week this coming Tuesday.
Not this Tuesday, it's next Tuesday.
That's a week and a half. That's a week away. It was a week ago.
Anyway, this week, see what belt Tim eventually retains, because we're trying to get the belts off of him, but he can't lose a belt, so maybe we'll have to do other things for him to lose. It's Twitch.tv.
No cheating.
It's twitch.tv/RecRadioShow. Never said anything about cheating. Anyway, it's WTR Sim, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night.
I hold the belts. I want the other one. I want to hold all the belts. That's all I can say. Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning. Hey, it's the fifth anniversary year. The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
Yes, fifth anniversary on June 29th. This Thursday, we'll talk WWE Backlash, SmackDown, NXT. We'll preview NXT TakeOver Chicago, maybe with a correspondent analyst, whatever the name is we come up with when we throw them on the air on Thursday nights. 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content, including the archives of WTR Sims. There you go. Oh, check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 16 now available as the finale, because Season 6 has ended. I'm good there, Tim. Next.
Okay. Saturday night, midnight-ish, closest again to it. It's another edition of the wild, the wacky, the unusual, the last thing you would ever think about eating before bedtime, because it'll give you indigestion, CB Radio.
Go back to last night's episode where we did the Greater Than Great Debate TV show theme songs. This week, we're doing Nintendo video games. So tune in, it's CB Radio, Saturday night's midnight, CB Radio live on Facebook, Twitter. .com hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies, hashtag blame sub when the celebrity gets arrested. You should know the drill by now.
And don't forget, 1 hour later, next Sunday night, WTR Sunday night returns to review Backlash. All right, that being said, follow me on the Twitter machine at Flames Forums. Why don't you follow Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio? Follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday night. Also, on the Twitter machine. Oh, hey, did you know that there's Facebook stuff going on? Check it out. We got Unrestricted on Friday, Rock.
Hey, it's back in your news feeds. Get ready to be spammed. Oh, wait, no, we don't do that. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday night.
Woohoo! Omega's all over the place, too.
Mm-hmm. I spread myself thin.
Like apricot jelly on a cracker. I don't know. I tried.
You tried. Credit where credit's due. You tried. So yeah, if you want to find what I am doing, you can pretty much find me just about everywhere under the same name. But if you're the Facebook type, it's TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else, you can find me under TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel, which is always getting new content constantly. And that is also tjomega.org for a whole bunch of exclusive goodies.
Mike.
All right, for those of you who want to know more about me, I am on the Twitter thingy. You can hit me up on the WCR Oreo, or if I got this little project on the Twitter thingy. Excuse me. It's UnitedW115. That is also on the Twitter thingy. There should be footage in about 12 hours. And look out for that, and you'll see it then.
Also, go to, I forgot one plug for the rack, Instagram.com/rackradioshow for pictures of dogs, cats, mini donkeys, and pigs, and more. It's Instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Just weird, that's all.
I'm serious, that's a thing. People like stuff. When you post animal pictures on the Instagram, your followers and your likes go up.
Just people are strange. You must be a stranger.
No, see.
Do you find faces look ugly when you're alone?
We watched Total Divas, and they talked about these sponsorships you can get for pets. So, if you want to sponsor us because we post pictures of pets, do it. Instagram.com/rackradioshow. We learned this from Natty. So, it's got to be true?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret.
She likes her two paws.
There you go.
Say goodbye, Tim.
Yeah, I'm just going to, like, totally gloss right over what you're talking about with her and her 17 cats.
It's a
Hart family thing, okay? Back off.
You got 10 seconds. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Till you next Sunday.
WildTalkRadio.com.